He could keep moving in fiction and in life, if not forward, then around, like Kay, trying to find the way to the castle, unsettled and able to unsettle others, yet truly eager himself to settle down, supposing that there was honestly someone any more who might give him that right, though that honestly seemed also to guarantee never. His honest, stupendously self-critical attempt to answer those questions is his living presence. It provides an illumination of the intricacy of impossible predicaments and an example of a sad, heroic persistence in what seems like ridiculous and necessary tasks. For example, those moments when you might feel God is absent or dead, but you still feel a biting, inescapable remorse for which you have no way to atone, and so set off to find him again, or finally, bury him. When you share that sort of mood, and his work is his way to bring about those unfortunate feelings in you, his way to make companions for himself, Kafka becomes encouragement, and more than that, he becomes company. The stories in this book have been meant as a way to express my gratitude for that company, which means I would also very much like to thank those who, along with Kafka and his magnificent companion, Max Brod, who saved that work for us from his final self-punishment, made possible my encounter with him, with his friends, his lovers, and the horrifying times in which they lived and died. These include, though it's hardly a full list, Kafka's biographers, among them, again, Max Brod, and also Ernst Pavel, Nicholas Murray, Ronald Heyman, Louis Begley, and Rainer Stockt. I'm also very grateful indeed for Kafka's last love, The Mystery of Dora Diamant by Kathy Diamant, and for those accounts by those who knew Kafka or knew those who had known him, most especially Kafka's Milena by her daughter Jana Cherna, and Milena by Margaret Buber Neumann, memories of memories of those thankful for their intimate contact with this troubling, vivid, and seemingly impossible fellow. In fact, even now, I begin to doubt such a person ever could have been, and must hurry to return to his stories and the stories about him to reassure myself that he existed and exists. This recording of Forgiving the Angel by Jay Cantor was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Text copyright 2014, Jay Cantor. Sound recording copyright 2014, Dreamscape Media, LLC. Thank you for listening.